Good evening and welcome to Moultrie, Georgia, Colquitt County High School, Mack Pharp Stadium. Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines, and standing between us, Taylor Biddle. It is a big Region 1 5A matchup between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Colquitt County Packers. Our Vikings come in at 5-2, coming off a very heartbreaking loss to Valdosta last Friday night. Colquitt Packers, 6-1 on the year. Their only loss to Warner Robins, and they're sitting on top of the region, tied with Valdosta and with Coffey, and that's where Valdosta is at tonight. We'll talk about that later on in the broadcast. But a big matchup between two schools, very, very similar this year. I was talking to Coach Prost before the ball game, and he says, we know what Lowndes' weaknesses is. They know what ours are. It's just who can exploit the other one's weaknesses the most tonight, and whichever what team shows up. And it's going to be an interesting ball game. Sun still on the far side. Can't wait for it to get down behind those bleachers over there. But with me, as always, and even when I'm not here, the wild man himself, Wild Bill Osborne.
Wes, good to be here tonight. You're right. That sun right in our eye level right now, just over the other side of the stadium, and you're right. Can't wait for that sun to get down below the stands on the home side. It's quite warm. We got here. We're packed in a little small press box here on the visitor side. We end up sharing half of it, and you're actually on the other side, and they're probably going to kick you out in a little while. But we have to share a lot of space. They have their camera crew. They have their one of their broadcast groups. They have two cameras over here to the left. Now, these are ours, the Lowndes cameras here to our left. Our coaches will be just off to the left of us, and actually some of them here in this booth with us. So as we always do, and it's usually here in Ware County, we always let our listeners know that we'll try and keep some of the foul language, if possible, from making it onto the air. But the coaches get quite emotional and get intense during a football game. And if you've never been involved and been beside some of these coaches as they're calling plays, it's a lot of fun for us because we get an insight that we don't normally get. We get to see the coaches and what they see as they vocalize it to each other and to the coaches, the coaching staff down on the sideline. But over the years, they've gotten a little more tempered when we're in these boxes, and they're not quite as verbose as they may have been in the past. And our equipment's gotten a little bit better so that we're not having to cover.
Wait a minute. Taylor looked at me and smiled. They're not quite as what?
Verbose.
Have you been hanging out with the English teacher again?
I'm married to an English teacher. I've been hanging out with her for 27 years. So
explain verbose.
Verbose. Well, that is just to be louder and more vocal.
Right here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kick off, you have learned a new word. Thank you to Bill Osborne.
The Reader's Digest word of the day.
Taylor Biddle's with us, and Taylor, some very exciting news last Thursday, and So you've had a week now being a dad. How do you like it?
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, to be honest with you. Starting to get a little sleep. Glad that we've got another Viking in the Viking Nation. And looking forward to this tough region matchup here tonight. And we're going to venture out and see if the little baby will do well at a ball game tonight. So
I understand he is on his way here to the stadium.
He is. Luckily, she has grandparents that don't live too far from here, right in Moultrie. So if things go haywire, it's just a phone call away, about a five-minute drive, and he'll be at the house taking a nice nap. So,
well, we've heard, let's go downstairs. We've heard from everybody but Marty Rogers, and Marty's down in the sun, downstairs in the in the shade. Marty, what's it look like down there?
Guys, it's a great atmosphere and a great night for high school football. The weather is very good. I know y'all are stuck up there in the sun and in the booth, but down here it's a nice little cool breeze going. The sun is starting to slide behind the home side stadium, so I am in the shade. It feels good, I tell you. And they got turf down there too. I don't think they had this 2 years ago when we were here. And the turf is a lot like our turf, and it's a great field to play on. So it's going to be a good night.
Marty will be coming back downstairs to you in just a few minutes. He gets the interviews with Coach Prost and with Coach Mack, and I know you'll get a feel of the heartbeat of the team, how the intensity level and how they are. But right now, we've got to go pay a few bills. We're going to go ahead and take a five-minute break. You are listening to Lowndes High Football on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff pregame show. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Mack Tharp Stadium here on the campus of, well, not on the campus.
We're not.
You know, no, not even close to Colquitt High School, but where Colquitt plays their high school football. the Packers in their black jerseys, gold pants, black helmets, our Vikings, and our white jerseys and crimson pants and silver helmets out on the field warming up. And this is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff pregame show here on the Lounge Hour Radio Network. As we were saying earlier, the Packers 6-1 on the year, Bill. They that one loss coming to Warner Robins, and very much in the hunt for a region title, which they have not won since they have been here. I had a chance to talk with Coach Prost. Coach says, you know, and before the ball game, and he and I go back a little ways, and folks say, well, how could that be? Well, one of his assistants, Kevin Motzinger, is the head coach of my old high school back in North Carolina. And Kevin was the assistant coach with him at Hoover. But as Coach Pro said, he said, Wes, he said, I just don't believe that physically and physically that we're there yet as far as the, he says, on the same level, maybe even talent-wise, as the Vikings. He said, now, emotionally, he said, yeah, we're probably played on the same level. He said, but he said, all in all, I think the region as a whole is down this year. He said, but I don't think, he said, I don't think I've got my Packers quite to the level of Lounge High yet.
He's pulling the Vince Dooley on you because this region is not down. It's actually up, and it's up and it's even. That what we've seen in the last couple of years is Lounge is playing above everybody in a lot of cases. We've had such phenomenal talent, and we played teams in Region 1, especially when we kind of dropped back at it and we lost Warner Robins, Northside, and Houston. We've been a little bit, maybe not as good a region all in all. Very good teams, don't get me wrong, but Lounge was playing way above and beyond that. Now we have become very even in a lot of cases. Valdosta we saw, I think Tift may be down the lowest right now. But as far as across the board, these guys, Valdosta could beat us last week. We might could beat Valdosta this week. I think Colquitt's the same way. Coffey, had they still had their original starting quarterback, would have been in that same class. They're still very good, don't get me wrong, and Valdosta's going to have their hands full tonight over in Coffey at Coffey County. But I really think there's a lot of parity in this region this year, and we're seeing that is if you don't bring your A game, and don't turn the ball over and do the, you know, don't make the mistakes, you have as good a chance to win. But when you make those mistakes against any of the teams in Region 1, you might find yourself on the L side of that column.
Not to change the subject on you real quick, we just got a text from one of our listeners. LaJuan, if you're listening, the Internet's not up. They can't pick it up over the Internet. So
okay.
If you let him check on that, because we know we have a lot of listeners that listen via the Internet. But, Bill, and I like your assessment of that the region's not down, that it's up, and there's a lot of parity across the board. We'll see that tonight. Seagraves, Cole Seagraves, a transfer in for the Packers, and junior quarterback, brings a lot to the table. I know that that's some players that we'll talk about later on, and of course, Coach Prost, as we always. You know, likes to go to Alabama and brings him a couple of guys. I think Marty's got Coach Prost with him down. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach Prost.
Hey, guys, I am down here with Coach Prost, and he's man in the middle of the field as usual looking things over. And, Coach, first of all, I just want to say it's great to see you out here. I know you had a tough off season, and you're looking good, and I know your team's having a great year so far. But just want to say glad you're back. Glad that everything's okay with you, and now we can talk football. But your team's having a great year so far. You started off, I believe, you're 6-1, 1-0 in the region, right where you want to be, and had a big win last week. But talk to us about your team and a little bit about the season so far.
You know, we've had a good start. I'm, you know, a little surprised where we are, because I don't know that we're a 6-1 football team, Monty, but I think end of the day is just for us. We're where we are. I mean, we've got some residual off the last couple of years of how we played, and our kids understand what we want and what we want to do, and this, that, and the other. You know, I'm not sure if we're as talented as we were the last 2 years, but I think we're, you know, we've obviously got a better record and we're playing good. Now, and a lot of that's defensively we're better. We just haven't been very good on defense since I've been here, and I was embarrassed by it, and I was going to change it or do something else, but we've got it changed and playing better on defense, and that's helped us.
Coach, you mentioned your defense, and obviously that is one of the biggest reasons for your success so far this season. Looking at last year, I believe they said you gave up close to 31 points per game, and this year you're giving up less than 12. And that's a great number. You've made some changes. I know you hired a new defense coordinator in Coach Pearson. Talk to us a little bit about those changes, and who are some of the players over there we need to keep an eye on tonight?
Well, Charmaine Washington is obviously a linebacker. Him and John Gray are two linebackers. And then inside, Travis Register, a junior, and Brett Smith, senior defensive tackle. And, you know, all of them. I mean, our box is good. You know, our secondary can run a little bit. They're small, but they can run. But most of it's because Travis Pearson and our defensive staff and what they've been able to do. They've come in here with a change of mentality and play South Georgia defensive football like you're supposed to, and not try to just outscore everybody and like we've tried to do the last few years. So I think that's where we changed our whole mindset from the defensive side.
Well, Coach, you talk about your defense, and so a lot of other people are talking about your defense and how good they're doing, but you're still a great offensive football team, and you're a great offensive mind. But you mentioned Cole Seagrave, your junior quarterback. You also have Willie Woodyard, your senior running back. But you have other weapons, too. Your tight end, Ty Smith, I believe, that's committed to Georgia. Bryce Giddens, your offensive lineman. I believe he's going to Southern Miss. But talk to us a little bit about your offense. I know you like to spread it out, but you also run the ball a lot, too.
We do. I mean, we're just not as talented. You know, we don't have that Tommy Hudson type receiver. You know, most of them are of equality. We got four or five guys, and I think tonight that's where it's going to boil down to. I think our receiver play is going to have to play well tonight for us to win. And, you know, if it doesn't, then we're going to be in some trouble because we just really didn't have a what I call a go-to outside threat guy. And if that shows up tonight, we're going to have a chance to win. If that doesn't show up, then we've got to just rely on pounding the football against Lowndes. You don't win many ball games pounding it right at Lowndes High School. They're very physical and they're good. But offensively, we're good. We're okay. We're not, you know, like Bryce and Ty and Preston Mobley are the only three, and Trey Cooper, the only four that ever even played on the field last year. Everybody else is brand new. So we're relatively a young offensive football team, but we're getting a little better.
Coach, you mentioned Mobley. I know your quarterback, Cole Seagraves, is your starter, but you played both some this year. Is that kind of your plan to go in each game, try to get some both snaps, or just kind of who's got the hot hand, or what's your mindset there?
Yeah, well, we're just going to play the best one, you know, at that particular time. I've played with two quarterbacks before. I don't think it's a big a deal, and we're going to play with whoever's got the hot hand. But right now, Cole's going to go that we feel like if he starts to struggle some, then we'll go with Daniel because Daniel does some things that I like, but Cole's really played well the last 2 weeks. So if he'll come out and play well, then that's who we're going to go with.
Coach, you and I have talked before about the differences between South Georgia football and football in Alabama and other parts of the country as well. But, again, this is Region 1-5A football tonight. So your second region game. You do get the home field advantage tonight. Talk to us a little bit about being able to compete in 1-5A and what it's like to have big games like this.
Well, it just helps you come playoff time. That's what it does. I mean, obviously, a little more importance this week than other weeks because it's a chance for us to get to 2-0, and then for y'all, it's a, you know, you don't want to go 0-2, so there's some pressure in that part of it. But both of us are going to end up probably making the playoffs. But end of the story is I think the region champion this year gets a little better. I don't know if it's easier, but I know you get some home games. I think we're matched up with a tougher region in the first round than we have last couple of years. And so that makes this game just a little bit more important and from perspective of trying to win it. So, but it's Region 1-5A. It's tough. It's always hard-nosed, balanced teams. Lowndes has just been a little better than everybody else over the recent years, and I think us and Valdosta and even don't be surprised with Coffee tonight. So I think they've all sort of made strides forward. Probably the only one hadn't is Tiff right now.
Coach, I believe you're right. I think, you know, Coffee's a great football team. This is a tough region. But, again, as we started out, I say it's glad to see you out here. You're looking healthy. And I know you're a competitor, and I know the football season can be tough on anybody. How you feeling? How you doing, Coach?
Well, I've had ups and downs, but, I mean, most of it's because it's just, you know, I didn't finish treatment until May the 18th, and they said it'd be 6 months before I'd start feeling good. And it'll be 5 months next week, so I still got a ways to go from getting back. It'll be next May, June before I get back to normal. But I'm better than I was now. I mean, I'm better than I was a month ago. A month ago, it just would wear on you and wear you down. But I feel good this week. I've had good week. I'm starting to eat a little bit better, and which that helps with the energy level, and that's it'll get better. It just takes time to heal.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best. We're glad you're feeling good. Good luck to your team tonight and the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Marty Rogers downstairs with Coach Russ Prost. And, Bill, do we need to take a break? Or?
Well, I was going to look and see, but Coach McPherson is going through drills right now. Let's take a three-minute break when we come back. I know Marty will have Coach McPherson. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Moultrie, Georgia. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle, Wes James, and down on the field is Marty Rogers. And I know he's kind of hovering behind Coach McPherson to get an opportunity to talk to Coach and get his thoughts on tonight's game. Marty, as soon as you get that opportunity, go ahead and just break in. I know that he's watching his teams go through some of the drills, so we won't interrupt that. But, yeah, we've got some games going on around the region and around our area. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you, but as you were talking, Coach Mack saw me and he came over. Coach, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us. Coach, obviously your team had a heartbreaking loss last week, a game we felt like we should have won there at the end. And, you know, how's your team responding this week? What's the mood of the team been like?
Now, we had really good practices. Our kids are upbeat. I mean, they want to win.
That's good, Coach. And tonight is only your second road game of the year, your first road game in region play. You know, how excited are these kids, how excited are they to get away from home, get over here and play in front of a hostile crowd over here in Moultrie?
Oh, man, they're fired up. You know, this is what we've been working for all year. You know, we're ready to go.
Coach, last week we talked about, at the end of the game, we said all our goals are still ahead of us. I know you've talked to your team about that. We can still win out, still win this region. I'm sure that your team's excited about that. Looking at tonight's game, Colquitt's a lot of talk about their defense this year, their defense being improved, a lot of athletes on that side of the ball for them. What do we have to do offensively? What are our keys to the game as far as our offense goes to move the ball and put points on the board?
We're going to have to make plays. You know, we're going to have to block the first play just as hard all the way through to the last play. That's the bottom line.
Coach, same thing on the defensive side. What do we have to do to slow down this Colquitt offense? Obviously, they like to spread the ball out, but they're very balanced. They run the ball just about as well as they throw it. They have the reputation for being a passing team, but they do like to run it. What do we have to do defensively to stop them?
We got to play sound defense and, once again, not give up the big play and just get after it.
Coach, we made some changes last week, moving Clemens, the linebacker, and Frazier to end. Are we going to stick with that this week? Is that something we should be able to see the rest of the year?
Probably so, but he's still ready to go at safety, but he'll start the game at linebacker.
Coach, thank you. Good luck tonight.
And that's Marty Rogers down on the sidelines with head coach Randy McPherson. Bill, we were talking games tonight. Of course, our Vikings at Colquitt. Vikings 5-2, Colquitt 6-1. Valdosta is at Coffey. Boy, that's going to be a big game over there tonight. Valdosta 6-1. They're 1-0 in the region. Coffey 4-3. They're 1-0. Talked to some folks over at Coffey on the way over here. Tyreek Hill, they called him the Thrill, Tyreek Hill. And they said if they can get to the corners, they believe they've got the speed to put some points on the board against Valdosta's defense. Tift 3-5, 0-2 in the region. They're off tonight. They'll play next week at Valdosta. Berrien County 1-5 on the year, 0-3 in the region. They're at Early County, who is 2-4 and 0-2 in the region. Somebody's going to get them a region win tonight there. Brooks County 5-1, 2-0 in the region. They're at Cook County. Cook 4-2, 1-1. Them old Brooks County Trojans looking to extend their region lead over there. Clinch County 4-2, 2-2 on the year. They're at Lanier County. Lanier County 4-2, and they're 2-2. And that's going to be normally you would say that wouldn't be a very good ball game, but Jim Dickerson's Panthers are down this year. Valwood is home tonight against Brookwood School, and tomorrow at 3:00, Valdosta State 5-1 home versus West Alabama, also 5-1, and West Alabama one of the schools that will stay in the Gulf South Conference and not move away, and it's going to be a big game tomorrow at 3:00. Dick Rocky, Tom Odom, and I'll be back with the Blazer broadcast team tomorrow for that ball game, since it is at home and they've got an elevator to get me upstairs.
Hey, guys, not to change the subject, but I just wanted to point out that we do have Eric Blanton in uniform taking a few snaps and throwing the ball a little bit. So good to have him back. When Marty may get a chance to talk to him, see how he's feeling.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. You and I, when Wes was bringing us in the show, you and I were watching, and Lance Gerald and Eric Blanton were both taking snaps side by side, making good throws. Now, I did notice that Eric looks to have a big flat jacket on. He's that midsection, as you see a lot of college and a lot of professional quarterbacks will wear that flat jacket around the ribs. And he does have something on underneath the jersey that would protect him in the event he has an opportunity to play. Now, Lance Gerald has taken over the spot, and I think it's his job. And I don't think you're going to see that change, but there's a young man in Eric Blanton who has worked hard, has played his role as a backup over the last 2 years, and you hate to see a kid like that, that whether he would have continued the job all year long, he would have had the opportunity to start out the season and to get to see him play. Now, whether he plays tonight or next week will be senior night against Coffee, I would love to see him get in and get a few plays to go out with his senior year and actually get some opportunity to be on the field.
And speaking of senior night at Coffee here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff, I did get another text message from a friend of yours that said to remind you that next week the Trojans are coming to town and Cooley will be bringing you some barbecue.
Whoa. If you've never had Cooley's barbecue, you are in for a treat.
And Cooley's listening, and he just wanted to Bill to know that he'd be bringing Bill some ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Next week. Bill, we looked at the games around the region before we get into our impact players. Region standings, Colquitt 1-0, Valdosta 1-0, Coffee 1-0, then our Vikings at 0-1 and Tift 0-2. Coaches' polls go like this. Camden, Grayson, ML King, Hillgrove at 4, Stevenson's 5, followed by Walton, North Gwinnett, McEachern, East Caeda, and Norcross. The AJC poll has Camden, Grayson, Hillgrove, Stevenson, ML King at 5, followed by Walton, McEachern, North Gwinnett. Valdosta comes in at number 9, and we're at number 10. That's in the AJC poll.
Yeah, and we figured Valdosta would have jumped into that poll after the win last week. I really kind of thought we might even fall out. The AJC was very kind to us and realized that maybe the way that game ended that we were still worthy of being ranked in the top 10, but you can't rank us above Valdosta under those circumstances.
Absolutely
so
not.
I think, a pretty fair assessment of where the 5A teams are this year so far. If the Vikings intend to prove that we deserve to be on that, we got to win here tonight.
And I tell you what, whether it's a one-point win or whatever, we need that. We need this win tonight. And I know that talking about Colquitt, do we want to take a break before we come back and look at impact players, or do you want to go ahead and do that? Let's go ahead, and we'll take a three-minute break here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kick off a pregame show. It is senior night here for the Colquitt Colquitt Packers. And we'll be back, and Marty and, Bill and Taylor will have the impact players for you and their assessment of tonight's ballgame. But right after this three-minute break on the Lounge Football Network here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here on the Lounge High Radio Football Network, Wes James along with the Ozman Wild Bill Osborne. Taylor Biddle standing between us, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. And we're about 25 minutes away from kickoff on this big Region 1 5A matchup over here in Colquitt, Georgia. MacTharp Stadium, Tom White Field against those pesky Packers and our Lounge High Vikings. But it's time to turn it over for the preview of this ball game and the impact players between, my tongue got wrapped around my tooth and I couldn't see what I was saying. There we go, to Bill Osborne and to Taylor Biddle.
Well, one of the things that we've kind of taken an opportunity to look at over the last several weeks is really looking at the team that we're playing as well as our team and who do we think could make a really big impact in this ball game tonight. Now, there's guys out there that have got stats all over the place, but we want to look at and maybe delve in a little bit deeper and find out who is it really that might make a difference in this ball game. And I'm going to start out with I really think their running back, Woodyard, is going to be an impact guy for them. But you heard Coach Pro say, if we can't find those outside corners, we're going to have to really try and rely on that run game. And I really think that they're going to mix it up tonight. They've done a good job all year long of doing just that. They run about half of the time, and they pass half of the time. Now, granted, their quarterback gets some of those yards, but I think Woodyard, who's got 387 yards on the season, 46 carries, he's averaged 8.41 yards a carry. And that's a guy that when you put the ball in his hands against an average defense, he's going to get you those 8 yards. our defense is going to have to stand up against Woodyard tonight to limit him to maybe those 2 and 3 yards per carry.
Absolutely, Bill. I have to agree with you that this is a well-balanced team, run and pass. Last few years, it was even more balanced because they had the dynamic duo of Ridley and, what was his name, Bill, West? Who was the other running back they had? Tevin King.
Tevin King.
Yeah, right.
And this year, they are relying on Woodward, as you said, but I think the most important part of a Rush Probst offense is going to be their passing. He's going to throw the ball. They're not called Air Packer for no reason. My impact player's got to be Cole Seagraves. He's 33 or 58 for the year. He completes every other pass he throws, guys, for 529 yards. He averages 132 yards a game. And the last few games / seasons, we've had a hard time, it seems like, defending a lot of pass-happy offenses. So we've got to have our defense step up this year.
Well, you look at Seagraves, just a junior, but look at his size. 6'4", 220-pounder. He is big, which means he can see over the offensive lineman and see downfield, and he's got some good legs. Now, Coach, Coach Probst and I were talking, he doesn't have the accuracy like Brown had last year, but he's got some legs where he can move. And, Bill, you was mentioning Woodyard. Woodyard, their leading rusher, also their second leading receiver.
Yeah, he is. One of the things to kind of add to what you said, Taylor, we've not been very good defensively against that pass. We've given up 986 yards in the air this year, and that's averaging quite a bit per game. And if he's averaging 132, if we're not careful, he can hit that average.
Absolutely. I want to take a look now at the defensive players, impact players for the Packers. Who do you have, Bill?
Well, I had Smith, probably their linebacker. Now, I really think that this guy is going to get in there and make some tackles. They're going to have to keep us out of the middle. If we're able to exploit the middle and do that cross-butt pattern or cross-butt run or the counter play, if you will, we're going to be able to find some holes, but it's going to be up to Smith to really block that spot up in the middle and keep us from getting there, because if we can get past him, that's kind of that last line, and we've got speed to get down the field.
Just as you point out a linebacker, I'll point out the other linebacker. Charmaine Washington is going to be key tonight. He's got 28 total solo tackles. He's assisted on 26 tackles for a total of 54 tackles. He's averaging 9 tackles a game, and a guy like that against a run-happy team, you know, the front seven for Colquitt County tonight are going to be key to see how we set the tone offensively, and we got to be able to move the ball to keep their offense off the field. So my impact player for the Packers is going to be Charmaine Washington.
Yeah, I tell you, and defensively, as Coach Probst said in our pre-game interview, that he feels more comfortable with his defense. He's been embarrassed over the last couple, 3 years he's been here because his defense has let him down in some cases, and he's done his work to be able to get that defense up to par by hiring a new defensive coordinator and really focusing in order to play defense against Region 1-5A.
Fellas, offensively for the Packers, watch number 15, Bobby Hill, 5'10", 155-pound junior. Last week, stepped it up, started making some over-the-shoulder catches, one of the fleetest guys they've got on their team, and that may be the long threat, the outside threat that Coach Probst is talking about having to step up, and that will be number 15, Bobby Hill. Watch out for number 52, John Gray, the 5'11", 220-pound junior linebacker, right along with Charmaine Washington. That guy can play some football also for the Packers.
Yeah, and I think they're tight end, too. Ty
Flournoy Smith.
Ty Smith. Ty, and it's predominantly going to be Ty Smith. This is a kid, 6'4", 220 pounds, good hands on the outside. He's going to be able to give them the blocks they might need, as well as get open in that short underneath pattern. And we've seen what we've not been able to handle a tight end that catches the ball well. I mean, and if he's strong and big, he could get some extra yards even after a hit. So we're going to need to watch him.
All righty, let's look at our Lowndes High impact players, fellas.
Offensively tonight, I've got Mike Moore. Mike Moore has continued to rush for close to 100 yards every game. Last week's game against the Wildcats, he was close to it, I believe.
Maybe 146 yards.
Oh, well over 100 yards.
Yep.
And he's going to have to set the tone offensively for us to keep this Packer offense off the field. I think he's going to get a lot of help. I think our offensive line did a great job last week blocking in the first half. I think they realize they got to play 48 minutes, like Coach Mack said in previous interviews, not 46 minutes. And they're going to open some holes for him tonight. And Mike Moore, I think, is going to be an impact player for your Vikings tonight.
Yeah, I believe Mike. And I almost want to say Nick Bergman, too. But what we're going to find is Coach McPherson has predominantly gone, and we've seen that alternate from game to game. You're not going to see both of them get a lot of yards, but one or the other, and whichever one has got the hot hand. Nick could step up and be that tonight, but I really believe that you're right. Mike Moore has stepped up as that senior to say, this is my squad, this is my team, and I'm going to carry the weight for this thing anytime.
Yeah, Bill, I totally agree with you. Mike Moore has been our main workhorse offensively, but I do look for Nick and Dee to have to step up and have a good game tonight, because I think Calk will be keying on Mike. I think Calk will be keying on the run predominantly, and I think the key to the game for us offensively is going to be Lance Gerald. I think Lance has got to have a great game with his feet. I think Lance is going to have to throw the ball some. We're going to have to open it up a little bit and move this very athletic Colquitt defense back. So I really think Lance is going to have a really good game. He's going to have to manage it, not make any mistakes, and protect the football, but he's going to have to make some plays also. Defensively, I think that, it's going to all start up front for us, as it always does. If we can put some pressure on their quarterback and shut down their running game. You know, Colquitt, that we talked about with Coach Probst, is very balanced. They run the ball very well, and I think one of their key players is going to be Willie Woodyard, their senior running back who transferred from Alabama. He's leading their team in rushing with 400-something yards, and they get the ball to him some out of the backfield, and, you know, the passing game as well. But we're going to have to shut their run game down, make them one-dimensional, and then we're going to need to put pressure on Seagraves. And, I look for our front about four or five to have a big game. I watched this in warm-ups. We lined up in the nickel a lot. We had your Macy Wright out there playing with five DBs, two linebackers, and four down linemen. So I look to see us run that defense a good bit tonight. And I think if we can put some pressure on Seagraves and shut down their running game, we got a very good chance to win this game tonight.
And I'll reiterate that point on that defensive line. My other impact player for us tonight is going to be James Mathis. James is beginning to find that rhythm. And if he can get free, last week he put pressure on the quarterback most of the night. Unfortunately, the quarterback for Valdosta was able to escape in a few cases and get away and make some passes that under normal circumstances you might not see. But James Mathis, in the pressure he puts on a quarterback, I think you're going to see a little bit of that tonight. And if our defensive ends can maintain that outside, then James Mathis pushing that quarterback to the outside corners, we're going to see a lot of tackles from people like Matt Frazier.
Well, Barney took my impact player for Lounge, and that, again, this week was going to be, again, Lance Gerald. I think Lance, last week after the loss, he tweeted, "I'm sorry," like he was taking personal responsibility for it. It was not his loss. It was a team loss. In fact, hey, Bill, we know why we lost, because you and I split the broadcast. We're
exactly
not going to do that. Right.
Hey, guys, maybe that was like a Tebow apology. After he apologized, he went undefeated and won the championship.
Well, I think a lot's going to depend upon how well Lance comes out tonight and sets the tone of this ball game. Defensively, my impact player is not one but two, Trey Jackson and Josh Clemens. Trey Jackson is going to have to handle Woodard on the run. Josh Clemens has got to handle Ty Flournoy, the tight end. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break, and we'll come back. We've got the national anthem and a lot of things going on over here. We'll take a three-minute break here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff, and we'll be right back after this. You are listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at Colquitt, back here at MacTharp Stadium, Tom Whitefield. We're about 12 minutes away from kicking this one off, and everybody is ready for a little bit of football. And it's going to be a great game. The sun has gone down. It's cooled off. Bill, I tell you what, one of the nicer nights for high school football.
Yeah, the weather has really turned out nice. And you made the comment about the number of fans here. Colquitt is pretty full across the way, as we can see down below us. The Lounge fans really packing it in here in this reserve section in front of us. The sections down the sides. You know what? As much as you want to come watch your team play football against a really good football team, I really think there's a lot of fans here tonight, Wes, that want to get that taste from last week out of their mouth.
Absolutely. I understand there was, and I don't see it, but I understand there was about 3,500 tickets sold. Lounge bought about 3,500 tickets.
Yeah, and then you're probably pretty close to that number as you start to look around out here. I would say there's at least 25 to almost 3,000 people here on the side, and of course you throw in the band in here that's filled in their spot down at the end. Like I said, there's a lot of fans here that want to see and believe in their Lowndes High Vikings. And what happened last week, albeit a loss, and you take it and you stand up for it, it's something you want to get that taste out of your mouth. You want to get on to the next game. And that's one of the things we talk about during the playoffs. When you end the season in a loss, there's no way to get that taste out of your mouth. You're there until next year. And a lot of times your seniors and everything don't ever get that last loss out of their mind in some cases. So when you lose it in the season, to be able to come back after a loss and maybe really just put a really good game in front of you and to be able to get that taste out of your mouth, I think is tremendous.
Yes, sir, it is, because you and I, the one thing you and I can't stand, we just totally decide, and that's a loss. We have that in common. We don't like losing.
No, we don't. And I think that's the competitive spirit in all of us, is that we hate to lose. I mean, I hate to lose more than anything in the world. It's one of those things. It's great to say, well, you played a good game. You were a good sport. You were in the game. You did this. You were part of it. It's still a loss, no matter how you slice it. And I hate losing worse than anything.
I've got the Colquitt
starting lineup. And I don't have ours.
You don't? Okay. Well, I'll pass it up to Taylor Biddle, because that's one of the things Taylor does.
The starting lineup tonight on offense for the Packers: Octavius Jackson will be your left tackle. Alex Murphy will be your left guard. At center, Bryce Giddens. Your right guard will be Jeffrey Davis. Right tackle, Preston Mobley. At your X-back, Bobby Hill. At halfback, Trey Cooper. At Y receiver, Flo Smith. And at Z receiver, T. Woodward. Starting at quarterback for the Colquitt County Packers, the junior Cole Seagraves. And like we've mentioned, is one of our impact players tonight. The feature back tonight will be Willie Woodward.
And on defense, the Vikings tonight will look like this. At defensive end, number 8, Justin Evans. At the tackle, number 30, James Mathis, one of our impact players. At the other tackle will be L.A. Rollins. At the nose, D'Angelo Edmonds. At the other end will be number 46, Matt Frazier. At linebacker tonight, number 17, Trey Jackson. And number 25, Josh Clemens. At the safety spots, number 31, Brandon Roberts. And number 6, Eric Hart. At the corners will be number 2, Tyquan Lang. And number 34, Tevin Brown.
Defensively for the Packers, starting at defensive end, Wayne Jackson. At tackle, Brett Smith. Also at tackle, Travis Register. Defensive end will be Jamias Pittman. The Mike linebacker tonight will be John Gray. The whip linebacker will be Anthony Brumley. And the Jack linebacker, Jermaine Washington. Corner tonight will be Johnny Woodward. Free safety, Trey Scott. Strong safety, Jamel Phillips. And at the other quarter, Edarius Davis.
And offensively for our Vikings tonight, on that offensive line, those Sons of Thunder will be led by senior number 75, left tackle Jared Davis. At left guard is Larry Scarborough. He goes by Trevor. At center is number 76, Anthony Chandler. At right guard, number 52, Caleb Clark. At right tackle, number 72, Ellis Lyles. At the tight end will be number 47, Tyler Altman. At wide receiver will be number 25, Josh Clemens. At the fullback, number 20, D. Daniels. In the wingbacks, number 21, Nick Bergman. And number 1, our impact player tonight, Mike Moore. And at quarterback, senior number 12, Lance Gerald. And those are your starting lineups for tonight's Region 1-5A contest between the Colquitt County Packers and your Lowndes High Vikings.
Bill, we're still about seven minutes away. Let's go ahead and take another 3-minute break. Come back. We should have you, the captains, will get ready to kick this thing off. You, a 2-minute break. 2-minute break. You got that, LaJuan. We'll take a 2-minute break on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff pregame show right here on the Lowndes Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at MacTharp Stadium here in Moultrie, Georgia. The captains coming out on the field. And on the far side for the Packers, it is number 42, that is Wayne Jackson. Number 51 is Ridge Underwood. Number 55 is Brent Smith. 68 is Bryce Giddens. And number 76 is Preston Mobley for our Vikings. Number 14 is Eric Blanton. Number 46 is Matt Frazier. Number 24 is Kevin Edmonds. And number 72 is Ellis Lyles. Those are your captains. Out of midfield, let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers. Bill, stop, look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
And as soon as those introductions are done, we'll get down to the field with Marty Rogers.
I gotta tell you, but one, y'all have been selected as captains for this game for a reason. That's to take charge of your teams, okay? If there's any talking going on out there, Black, you keep your team talking to yourself. White, y'all do the same. Just make sure you yourself that keeps us out of the game, okay? All said and done, if I got a penalty, I'll be hollering for a black captain or white captain. I need one of y'all to come to me, okay, so we can give you the decisions that you need to make at that time, all right? All understood. White, you are visitors, and you will be making the choice, okay? You know what you want to call. You're going to call head.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yes, head.
There's my coin right there. Tails. And the head's right there, okay? Tails and head. If I drop it, we will reflip it, okay?
All right.
Heads it is. You have one to talk.
We want to defer to the second half.
We want to defer. All right, hold your place right here. Y'all got the choice now. What you want?
We want to kick the ball that way.
You want to take it? You want to receive it? You want to receive?
Receive.
You want to receive, okay? Which way do you want to kick?
Kick it that way.
You want to kick it that way, okay? White, if you'll do this, if you'll wrap your back.
All right, guys, we won the toss, elected to defer. Colquitt, of course, took the ball. We're going to be kicking, going, I guess that's north to south.
All righty. Thank you, Marty Rogers. Let's take one more 60-second break on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff, and we'll be right back and kick this one off for you. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.